On Tuesday, Donovan, over on Fox 4, Mike Ducey, Sam Gannon, they always invite one of us over there to pop on with them. This past Tuesday, it was my turn to go on Free For All.
I tuned in.
Oh, how'd I look?
You looked great. Thanks, I thought your shirt of choice was a little suspect, but, you know, I can't change you. You need
I wore a collared shirt.
Yeah, it's a short sleeve collared shirt. You need a long sleeve or a jacket.
Corby always
just present yourself.
Corby's idea of dressing nice is like a 7-year-old's first day of school.
That is very true and so accurate.
I don't like it, all right?
Well,
and a nice golf shirt for me is dressing up.
That's not dressing up, but teach his own.
Okay. So I'm on there, and they always do, when we pop on there, we do Twitter questions.
They never do Twitter questions with me. That's very disappointing.
Aw. Well, they do with me, and so here they come, and I answer a couple of them, and then Sam asked me this one. Now, you did not see this on the program. This was taken off the radio, or off the TV.
Corby got dumped from TV.
I did. So this is what you did not see on TV.
That's Mino's job now.
Yes, it's Mino.
All right, a fourth question for you. When will Cobra and Danny release a tell-all book about Reiner's mysterious departure?
Well, yeah, I don't know if Mike wants it released about the crabs and all, but...
Whoa.
What about just a tell-all book of tickets secrets?
What does seafood have to do with it here? You know.
I don't want. Okay, it's like we talk about.
We're
going
to have to beep that word. I'm trying to think how that's going to work.
No, it's. Wait, what were we talking about?
Tell all books.
And then they kind of picked it up right after that.
So they did they delete that entire
all of that.
Exchange? They just
all
didn't
of it.
Bleep out crabs.
No, they took the whole conversation away. So when they let that question in,
mm-hmm.
but you hear me say, well, we're all in the bunker and we would never write a book about
okay,
each other.
I do remember that.
That
yes.
was it.
God.
But they didn't.
I didn't know the
TV's
lead up.
So scared.
Yeah.
All right. A fourth question for you. When will Cobra and Danny release a tell-all book about Reiner's mysterious departure?
Well, yeah. I don't know if Mike wants it released about the crabs and all, but.
Whoa.
We'll need that.
What about just a tell-all book of tickets secrets?
What does seafood have to do with it here?
You're trying to recover.
I don't want. Okay, it's like we talk about all the time.
We're going to have to beep that word. I'm trying to think how that's going to work.
Why did you go to crabs?
No, it's. Wait, what were we talking about?
He wanted to say.
That's funny.
He wanted to say AIDS, but thought that was too offensive for TV.
I don't know. I didn't know the question beforehand. Immediately, I thought crabs would be funny.
It is funny.
I don't.
But there's a producer back there going, no, absolutely
what
not. We got to get rid of that.
Yeah.
We need to get rid of that. This is a serious news program.
Like they're not paying attention, and then all of a sudden they hear crabs, and it's whoa, 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 like we do when we hear something.
Why would a man have to retire because of crabs? They're that bad.
He just can't take it. He's just scratching the whole time.
They're chronic crabs.
Right.
You'd have to get in a pool to drown them.
Well, you know they're not going to play that. It's not Saturday Night Live. I know it's late night, but it's not stuffiness with television. It's a VD.
Was well, that pre-recorded?
It's not, it's lice.
Yeah, we recorded it like at 8 o'clock or something
but
like
it's
that.
It's down there lice. If you would have said lice, it would have made the program.
Yeah, genital lice.
Lice de pubis.
So one of the things we were laughing about, I don't know how this got brought up. I think, okay, because Danny was talking about his grandpa.
That had crabs?
No, his real grandpa that he never met that apparently is a very handsome man. And because
we're talking about hair and how you end up getting where you get the hair gene. It's from your mother's father.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, and Danny was adopted. So he just met his real.
Like 10 years ago.
Yeah. And so I was wondering if he'd seen a picture. He was like, yeah. And then I started doing his voice. What I thought was every old person to me is,
hi,
like over and over and over.
Right.
And we're like, God, what an annoying alarm that would be of just like, hi. So then we started thinking about like ticket alarms,
yeah.
like to wake you up.
Okay.
Like literally your phone goes off and these are the sounds.
Would these wake you up?
Okay.
Yes. He's fumbling for the phone.
Okay, bye.
That's when you hit snooze, and it comes back in 9 minutes.
9 minutes later. Huh? 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 What? Like, okay, I'm getting
up. I would be,
dude,
where's that phone?
I want that.
I kind of want
I'll send it
also.
To you.
I want that. I think that would be awesome, and I think it would be even funnier.
Put it in your iTunes. You can assign it to your alarm page.
Dude.
I think I want it also.
That is great.
Well, we have more.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, me and Jake were having fun during bad radio today.
Okay.
Here's one of the chimpanzee.
God. That one might not wake me up.
No, it's
kind of
soft.
It's soft.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little soft, right. But it's still, it's so, like, if you played that for children, would they think that is a chimp?
Yes.
Probably.
Okay, go on.
Yeah. Her nipples.
Yeah.
Her nipples.
Yeah.
Pardon the interruption.
Then it's over.
He apologizes for waking you up
in the nipples part.
Yeah. I would wake up laughing every morning if I had that one.
I think the first time you hear it, you will sit straight up.
Yeah.
And maybe even swing a couple of times. Like, what? What?
I wonder, that's the other thing, is will you wake up smiling in a better mood? Because everyone hates to be woken up. Would this help things?
I don't know.
Yeah. Her nipples.
Yeah.
Her nipples.
Yeah.
Pardon the interruption.
So nice.
All right. All right, you want one more?
Yeah, I'll have one more.
All of them.
Okay.
Your daughter died. Your daughter died. Your daughter died.
Yeah, man.
Your daughter died. Your daughter died. Your daughter died.
Yeah, man.
Your daughter died. Your daughter died. Your daughter died.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to wake up to that news.
Right. Man. See, I know if I heard that at 6:30 in the morning, I would laugh.
Yes, you're waking up with a smile.
Single
because everyone wakes up.
Yeah, this is how we can make you wake up happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of these.
This is great.
The first noise that he plays is it's the sound of Satan.
Right.
The actual alarm.
All right. One more.
Okay.
Nip.
Butt chug.
Nip.
Wiener.
Nip.
Scrotum.
Nip.
Beaver.
Nip.
Anus. Rectum.
Oh, wow.
See, God. I would definitely laugh at that.
That one is my favorite.
We need to send all of these out as ringtones, man. Or alarms, yes.
So what is your alarm now? Is it just a beep?
Yeah.
Beep? You, Danny?
Or whatever.
Well, that'll be one.
That'll be a good fun fact.
I have a song.
What is it?
Queen, don't stop me now.
Okay.
So I'm asleep, and all of a sudden, tonight I'm gonna have myself.
So it starts there?
Yes, it starts at the beginning. God. And then I wake up after look at time. And by the time I'm up,
you're up.
Brushing my teeth,
break dancing,
doing the wobble.
We'll continue to find new ones because I'm sure we can do this a trillion times. All right.